Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Discover how you can take charge of the all-new Corsa E on opel.ie.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we're halfway through the month, as we were saying. Are you in the midst of dry January or Veganuary, or perhaps you started a new healthy exercise regime? The question we're asking is, what is it about New Year's resolutions that makes us feel that we have to tell everybody else about them? And if you tell everybody else about them, does it mean that you're more likely to stick to what you've promised yourself? Well, I'm joined on the line by psychologist and neuroscientist and author of the Super Brain podcast, Dr. Sabina Brennan. You're very welcome, Sabina. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Claire.
If we make these New Year resolutions or promise to commit to dry January, are we likely to be more successful if we put it all over social media or if we keep it to ourselves?
Prior to pandemic, the research would say, yes, you are much more likely to be successful. You know, public commitments are more effective than private declarations for most people because we're social creatures and, you know, there's more invested when you go public. And so you're less likely to fail because you want to avoid that that sense of publicly failing or shame that you might feel if you didn't quite do it.
But is the shame and sense of failure, does it cut much deeper if you've told everybody about it?
Yes, it does. And that's kind of the motivator. Do you know, oh, no, I can't. I said I'm going to do this. So I have to follow it through. But as I said, like everything that we know about New Year's resolutions and all the rest are all really in a pre-pandemic context. And I kind of just think with the pandemic, all bets are off when it comes to resolutions, etc.
So people might have committed to doing dry January and then they get to the 4th or the 5th of the month and they realise the cases are rising, they've been told to stay home, school is cancelled, things change.
Yeah. I do think it's quite different. And I mean, I think we need in this context to be kind to ourselves. Of course, not drinking alcohol is being really kind to yourself. But I think we're dealing with a lot of stress at the moment and people, you know, their sleep is disturbed and disrupted. I mean, at the end of the day, New Year's resolutions are about creating new habits and break old ones. And that by itself is a really, you know, it's a cognitively challenging activity. You've got to take conscious control of your behavior. You've to consciously make the choices that you want, and that requires effort and it's tiring, and then regular repetition, and then that becomes a habit. But that takes quite a bit of effort. And I think that the issue with habits is particularly old ones is they never disappear completely. You can force them to the recesses of your brain, but they are more likely to re-emerge during times of stress and disrupted sleep.
Is that like how addictions behave?
Yes, it's kind of more complicated, and it depends on the individual. But yes, in a way, you know, there's triggers and there's rewards, that the habits, and actually that's what Alcoholics Anonymous they capitalize on that. You know, often there's a misconception that people will say drink to get drunk, but actually they may be drinking to, suppress feelings of anxiety or stress or depression or worry, or because they're lonely. And Alcoholics Anonymous plays on that, so that when you have the trigger, whatever it is that you know triggers you to want to take alcohol, it says call your sponsor or go to an AA meeting. And in that AA meeting, you will get the social contact, you will get the support, you'll address your loneliness, or you'll be able to speak about your depression and anxiety. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that kind of plays on that really
in a way. So to come back then to New Year's resolutions, and I just always think it's just a really bad time of the year to put that pressure on yourself, because the depths of winter. You've just come through a busy Christmas. In normal times, you'd have a very busy December, and then you're putting all of this pressure on yourself in January when you're probably not feeling at your best anyway.
And lots of people have been broke, you know, spending too much at Christmas. I like January. I like it normally, ordinarily, for New Year's resolutions. You know, when we start something new, it's, you know, it's kind of nice to set it up. But it doesn't have to be the 1st of January. You know, there's lots of times that we can do it. I mean, interestingly, I asked my own husband this year, I said, have you any New Year's resolutions? He said, nope, a real firm nope. And I said, have you no goals that you want to achieve? He said, yeah, I do. I want to stay alive. And I think that kind of just encapsulates it at the moment, you know, yeah. Just really focus on. I mean, one of the reasons as well people are struggling through the pandemic is that most of their regular routines have been disrupted. And that's why it's quite challenging. And that's why people are feeling a lot of brain fog and finding it difficult to concentrate, because ordinarily 40% of our behaviours are habits and routines, and they've all been disrupted. So, I mean, if think people can just even focus on creating little routines, like, you know, if you used to have a commute to work, give yourself a little commute in the morning, get up, get dressed, go for a walk around the block, and start your working day, and do the same in the evening when you're finished, so you can have that boundary between work and home life. And of course, it's really challenging for people with kids who are homeschooling.
Yeah.
But again, creating a habit or a routine around it will help. It'll be a little bit of a challenge at first with kids, but if you stick to a specific routine with them, they'll then learn that routine around when they do homework and when they've got to keep, you know, quiet because mommy or daddy are on a Zoom meeting or whatever, you know.
But with these changes that we're talking about for the new year, I think one of the benefits of the pandemic, if I can call it that, is that people have learned to be kind to themselves and not to say, I'm going to lose a stone in 14 days, because it's just too pressurizing and it's too difficult. So being gentle with yourself is probably a good thing to consider at this time of the year.
Yeah, I think it is. And I think the thing is, sometimes resolutions fail because they're vague, you know. Excuse me, I want to do more exercise, I want to eat healthier. But if you set yourself specific, achievable goals, you know, smaller, rather than focusing on the outcome of I want to lose, you know, 40 pounds or you know, God, that's a lot. But whatever it is you want to lose, focus on things like, oh, well, I'd really like to fit into that such and such address. Do you know what I mean? So that if on the scales, you're not quite achieving that. And be realistic. I think we tend to, exactly as you've just said, we tend to set the standards, you know, way too high. They're kind of unachievable. I think even just the way you think, the way you speak to yourself, your internal dialogue can really help. So tell yourself you are what you want to be. Mm-hmm. So kind of say, yeah, you know, I like to exercise every day, do you know, rather than, oh, God, I've got to exercise every day.
Yes. And convince yourself, you know, that that's who you are in the first place. Sabina,
yes.
I'm going to have to leave it there. Good to talk to you, though, as always. And I do like your husband's plan. Staying alive, no resolutions. That's it. Let's take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.